From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter revealed Thursday that the U.S. military has been conducting joint patrols in the South China Sea with the Philippines. Speaking at a news conference in Manila with his Filipino counterpart, Carter said the first South China Sea joint patrol was carried out in March. Defense officials say a second was completed in April. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea appears to have failed in an attempt to launch a missile to mark the birthday of its founding president. A senior U.S. defense official speaking on background said the U.S. Strategic Command Systems detected what analysts assess was a failed North Korean missile launch early Friday morning. Observers have been anticipating that North Korea would mark the birthday of President Kim Il-sung with the launch of a mid-range ballistic missile. 2 years after Islamist militants kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in northern Nigeria, a new video purports to show the missing girls. Until now, there has been almost no news about the 219 girls taken by Boko Haram militants in 2014 from a school in the town of Chibok. But a video emerged Wednesday showing 15 of the girls. This woman recognized some of them in the video.
I recognize some of them because we are in the same area with them. So I recognize them. They are the Chibok girls.
The video may have been shot in December. The European Union accuses Turkey of backsliding on democracy. Members of the European Parliament Thursday approved an annual progress report on Turkey. The report criticized that nation's record on human rights and media freedom and urged the country to show progress on the rule of law and fundamental values. This is VOA News.